If your carousel post keeps your followers engaged, meaning if they are spending long time on it, reading through the slides, saving it, sharing it, or leaving a comment, Instagram can feature your carousel on the Explore page where people who don't follow you yet can discover your account. Welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping ambitious small business owners like you to gain clarity so you can grow a profitable and sustainable small business online. My name is Michaela. I'm a small European town gal with big dreams who moved to Canada, built a multi-six-figure business from living room floor, and now I'm here to give you the answers, the confidence, and the resources you need to create a business and life you love. No filter here. Get ready to dive deep into honest conversations and hear the truth. The failures, the successes, and practical advice from marketing, social media to systems, mindsets, and habits. You leave feeling empowered and equipped with actionable steps that you can apply to your business and make your goals happen. Let's dive right in. If you are a business owner on Instagram, you understand the power of Reels. But the constant pressure of creating new Reels can be a tough challenge. Well, you are in luck, because today I am diving into just as effective and far less stressful Instagram post type, Instagram carousels. Instagram carousels are a hidden treasure on the platform. Besides the fact that you can make them in your sweatpants on the sofa without having to put on makeup and show up on camera, they are an awesome tool for storytelling, showcasing what you do, connecting with your audience, and they can also get you on Explore page. I've been posting them weekly for the last few years, and they often get more non-follower reach than Reels. In this episode, I'll cover what Instagram carousels are and dive into five brilliant and pretty simple ways to use them to grow your business on Instagram. But before we dive in, I'd like to kindly ask you, if you find this episode valuable and learn something, if you could take a minute and leave a review. It shows me that content I'm creating is helpful for you, and it really motivates me to keep going. And I would very, very, very much appreciate that. Now, without further ado, let's get right into it. So, first thing first, let's get clear on what we are talking about when I say Instagram carousels. Instagram carousels are those types of posts where you can swipe left to see more images or graphics on Instagram. Carousels allow you to combine up to 10 images or videos in one post. I love using them because, well, first of all, you can create them staying comfy and cozy in your sweatpants with hot cup of coffee from your couch without having to show up on camera. But they are also a great way to keep your audience engaged with your content much longer than with static posts, because naturally when people are scrolling through the slides, they are spending longer time on your posts. And if your carousel post keeps your followers engaged, meaning if they are spending long time on it, reading through the slides, saving it, sharing it, or leaving a comment, Instagram can feature your carousel on the Explore page where people who don't follow you yet can discover your account. Plus, because of its format, they allow you to share deeper information about your brand with your audience than any regular photo or fast-paced reel would. But how can you use them for your business? I'm going to give you five examples with strategy behind them that work really well for me that you can replicate for your business. So feel free to pause at any time and mark it down in your notes app or planner or wherever you are writing your future content ideas. All right, number one, create carousel posts where you get your followers to vote and become part of your brand. You can create carousel presenting multiple options that invites your audience to participate in a vote related to your business. For example, I use this to get my audience helping me choose main photo for my website during my rebranding process. For you, that might be a website photo for your brand or newsletter graphic for your upcoming launch. Or it might be a minor decision for your next product, such as getting your audience to help you choose packaging for your product or something like that. You would just include several photos or short video previews in your carousel and say something like, "I need your help. Help me choose new banner photo for our fall collection for our website," or something like that. Think about what can you share in the carousel and ask your audience to help you make decision. This not only engages your audience, but also makes them feel like part of your brand when you include them in decision-making process. It encourages interaction and fosters that sense of community. Plus, it makes people interested to see the outcome. And it gets them familiar with what you sell in a salesy way. This strategy is commonly used in building community on social media. There is also an excellent book that dives deeper into this strategy by Pat Flynn. If you're curious to learn more, I can link his book into the show notes of this episode. Example number two. You can use carousel to share story behind your business or behind the name of your business. Sharing your story allows you to create a personal connection with your followers. It's an engaging way to learn more about your business and why behind your business. It gives us something personal to remember about you. You can use it to explain why you are so passionate about what you do or why you are so good at what you do. You can share in your story the little snippets of what makes you different, what makes you you. Plus, in the Instagram world where everybody's trying to sell something, it's a nice change for your followers. You can use this format to show us how your business evolved over time. So think about what story can you share around your business that your ideal audience could relate to? Or what story could you share that will allow them to get to know some fun facts or interesting facts or something about your business better, something that they can remember about you? Want to know what's better than your followers searching for your link ready to buy your product? Having an automation that sends them the exact links they're looking for, even when you're not on Instagram. We know that every extra click they need to make to find product from your post is a chance for them to change their minds and click away. But when you set up simple automation triggered by specific word they comment, they get delivered fully personalized message by you in their DMs with direct link for that specific product or offer. Isn't that cool? And get this, most of my automated campaigns have over 90% click rate. You can use it to grow your email list, share your affiliate links, send them coupons, or simply share your current promotions. Who doesn't like generating leads and getting purchases from social media posts when you are enjoying time with your family and don't have to manually reply? I mean, sign me up. Instagram chat automation is my new secret weapon when it comes to Instagram marketing. I was shocked how streamlined and simple it was to set it up. After my first automation, I was hooked. And if you are looking to save time with your Instagram marketing, try your first automation today for free with ManyChat via link in my show notes and get full months free from their pro plan and see for yourself. Okay, example number three. Use carousels to show behind the scenes of your business. When you show your audience what happens behind the curtain, it humanizes your brand. Your followers can see the passion, the expertise, and the hard work that goes into what you do. It's a chance to let them in on the quality and care you put into everything. And it builds trust and authenticity. It's another way to educate your audience about your product or what you do without pushing it on people. You're simply taking them behind the scenes as they are becoming more familiar with what you sell and the way you do it. Plus, sometimes when you don't feel like recording content or don't have time recording clips, you can just find pictures in your camera roll and put text on it either on Canva or even just in Instagram stories using text bubbles, download it and upload that as a carousel showing as a day behind the scenes in your business. It's fast and simple piece of content you can create. And a bonus tip here, if you haven't started to build up your content library with photos and videos and organizing them in albums, it's a really good idea to do that so you can quickly find photos and video clips in your camera roll when you are creating content on days like these. Get into the habit of taking some photos, either of you or your product, and put them in albums anytime you can when you are recording your content so you can reuse them later. All right, let's get to the next example, number four. Another way how you can use Instagram carousels for your business is for personal reintroduction. So you would just do a photo dump, sharing more uncurated photos of yourself as a face behind your account, as a person behind your business that showcases your personality, your values, what are you like, and more about your business, and just reintroduce yourself in a caption, thanking your audience for being there with you on your journey, and ask them to introduce themselves in comments as well. The fifth way how you can use carousels for your business is to provide helpful tips or tutorial around your product or service. Use carousels to become a trusted friend and share quick wins that make your ideal follower's life easier. Think about what practical tip can you share around your product or service that would make your ideal follower's life easier? If you have a local flower shop, it could be a maintenance tips for longer lasting blooms. If you have a candle business, it could be a checklist for extending your candle's life. Or if you are a makeup artist, you could create a flawless makeup application checklist. If you do this consistently, people will start to remember you as a professional in your niche. You're not just saying you're knowledgeable, you are showing it by consistently providing solutions that make their lives easier. People start thinking, this person really knows their stuff. You give them reason to pay attention to your content because you are not just constantly promoting your product, but you are providing value or inspiration that makes people's lives easier and positions you as a professional at what you do. You are not only showcasing your expertise, but you are building something super important, trust. Trust is the foundation of getting sales from social media. Now, if you've been listening to my podcast, you know that promoting business on Instagram today isn't just about showcasing what we sell, but it's about serving our audience, connecting with our audience on a personal level, building relationships, creating content around what we sell, so they care about paying attention to our posts. And these examples will help you do just that. All right, we went through 5 types of carousel posts you could and should be creating for your business if you're hoping to build trust and relationship with your audience. Now, let's sum it up as we always do in the end of episode. Number 1, create carousel posts where you get your followers to vote and become part of your brand. Think about what small decisions you can ask them to help you with so they feel included in your business and can learn more about what you do. Number 2, create carousel to share story behind your business or behind the name of your business. And think about which other stories could you share with your audience. Use Canva to create simple graphics or Instagram stories to put text in your photos. Number 3, use carousels to show behind the scenes of your business to showcase your expertise, quality of work, and all the work you put in behind the scenes. Number 4, create a photo dump carousel with personal reintroduction and introduce yourself as a human behind your brand and ask your audience to do the same in comments. Number 5, use carousels to become a trusted friend and share quick wins that make your ideal followers' life easier by providing helpful tips or a few step simple tutorial around your product or service. I hope you wrote them down, and if this got your creative juices flowing, feel free to continue on this list and brainstorm what other carousels could you create for your business. Start paying attention on what really other businesses are sharing in carousels that get a lot of engagement for them. And if you have an idea, how could you apply that concept for your business? Add it to your carousel list for those days when you are planning up content in your sweatpants on your sofa, not feeling like showing up on camera. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this episode resonated with you or helped you in any way, please share it with your fellow small business owners by taking a screenshot and posting it on Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Small Biz Babes Community so we can connect and support each other. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're hungry for more, make sure to follow me on Instagram at Small Biz Babes Community for daily small business tips and inspiration. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.